Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
Back on the Hammer and Nigel show, Daisy, chicksontheright.com for a second segment. Joe Biden is replacing one COVID hysteric for the CDC for another one, and Dr. Mandy Cohen, she's replacing Walensky, head of the CDC. Daisy, tell me, you talk about a COVID crazy. She was all for vax mandates. She was all for mask mandates. She was all for lockdowns. At one point, I think she threatened legal action against a school that wanted to drop their contact tracing and quarantine stuff. Tell us a little bit about this pick.
Yes. Okay. So Mandy Cohen is her name. Yeah. I think she was former health director. Was it North Carolina? Someplace. I'm not sure exactly.
Wasn't she also Natalie on Facts of Life?
Yes, she totally was.
Well, hold on. Being told that's Mindy Cohen. I'm sorry. That's Mindy Cohen. My apologies.
That's right. Mandy Cohen is her other, is like her cousin.
It's your evil twin.
She's her tyrannical, like just awful, oppressive cousin, I assume. But she's a Fauci worshiper. She bases decisions on like what her friends say. We had a video that we played on our show this morning where she's talking and she's like, I'm talking to my friend about, you know, whether or not we're going to let the people have professional football.
I saw that. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And then her friend said no. So, okay, we won't do it either.
Yeah. So we just won't. And this is the kind of stuff, like just the wording in that. Are we going to let the American people have professional football? It's like, I want to say all the words. I know I can't because this is a family show. But this woman is a perfect example of the tyranny that they unleashed on us for 2 years? Over 2 years?
She was pushing for lockdowns through, totally, you know, spring of 2021. Lockdowns.
And in June of 2021, she was saying that there's definitive data that said vaccines will prevent you from getting and transmitting COVID, which, you know, like we've all seen a lot of stuff come out now, and these people don't have to backtrack. They just get promoted. These are the tyrants that get promoted for doing all the things that are so unbelievably un-American that we watched happen just before our very eyes over the past couple of years.
You know, I think people should be made aware, too, this Cohen person that's going to be the head of the CDC was saying in December of 21 that everyone needed to keep wearing masks. Even if you're vaccinated, you should wear a mask. And that was after the CDC had dropped its mask requirements months before that. She wore a mask.
Exactly. She's a Fauci super fan.
Oh my God. Like you guys, there's a picture of her with the mask on. And you say she's a Fauci worshiper and then she's a Fauci mask fan. She actually has a mask with his face on it.
So, by the way, she's more of a bureaucrat. She's more efficient. She's more experienced in that hot mess Walensky, because Walensky didn't have any experience in this field. And now she's a hardcore mega bureaucrat that could be much more efficient in her job.
Yeah, she's just all about locking people down. And this is the kind of stuff, these are the things that we need to start talking about, like during the presidential debate, just over the next, you know, year. This is the kind of stuff that we need to focus on. Like, COVID is huge. What happened to this country during COVID was inexcusable. And there are so many people that need to be held accountable for it. I'm talking about Fauci and all of his friends. And yet these people just continue to get paid. Like, we continue to give them tons of our hard-earned tax, like our taxpayer money. And then they get these Mac Daddy benefits and these pension packages, and they're living high on the hog. And there were, like, 3.3 million companies that they squelched during that time.
Unbelievable.
It's like small businesses. I'm talking about small businesses were just destroyed, you know? And so we look at that, and it's just inexcusable, you guys. Somebody has to be held accountable.
Chicks on the Right, that is Daisy. Check out their work online, chicksontheright.com. Daisy, we appreciate the conversation, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Hammer and Nigel Show.